So, you have a Venom sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And this is the second movie in a series where the protagonist has powers, so you know what that means.
He's gonna lose his powers for a little bit?
He's gonna lose his powers for a little bit.
Oh boy, that never gets old. Wait, that hasn't gotten old, has it?
Oh, absolutely not, sir. I guarantee it. Although, keep in mind, I have no idea, and there's no way I can guarantee that.
Works for me. So guide me through the story here.
So we're gonna meet this crazy serial killer guy, Cletus Cassidy, right?
Right? Woody Harrelson in a terrible wig. We introduced him in the last movie.
Yeah, but people seem to be distracted by that wig, so I figure we swap it out for another wig that's, you know, just as distracting.
I love it.
And so this guy, he's really into Eddie Brock.
Why?
Because.
Does he know about Venom?
He doesn't.
Okay.
So Cletus wants to make this deal with Eddie where he'll give him the exclusive story of his life if he agrees to publish this message for his girlfriend, Shriek.
Right.
And Eddie's career is really in the dumps, so he really needs this to restore it.
Wait, if this guy's life story is such a big deal and he wants to get something published, shouldn't he go with a journalist whose career isn't in the dumps?
Yeah, but the thing about Eddie Brock is that he's the main character of the movie.
That's a good point. Yeah, you should go with him.
But so then after publishing his message, Eddie and Venom also piece together where he hid these other bodies, and so they publish that, and Cletus gets pissed.
Wasn't he gonna tell him his whole life story anyway?
Yes.
All right.
And so eventually Cletus manages to bite Eddie, and that's how he gets the Carnage symbiote in him.
Oh, managing to bite people is tight.
It sure is, sir. So meanwhile, during the movie, Eddie and Venom keep fighting about becoming like a crime-fighting duo, right?
Oh, they're gonna go out and fight crime?
I didn't say that. I said they'd argue about it.
Oh.
Yeah, I figure instead of doing the thing that would be super cool to watch, we can watch them bicker about doing it or not doing it. And also, like, eating chicken.
What?
And chocolate. And also, Eddie's ex-fiance is engaged again, so they're gonna argue about that.
Lots of arguing.
Lot of arguing. This is basically a romantic comedy.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, eventually all that arguing leads to them spending some time apart and Eddie not having the Venom powers, which, as I mentioned, might still be an interesting thing to do in a sequel.
Sure, sure.
And so then at the same time, Cletus is about to be executed and he realizes he has this Carnage symbiote inside him.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so he just goes crazy, right? He escapes from prison and along the way he kills a bunch of guards, he tears them apart, he rips their spines out and blood spurts.
PG-13.
He throws some guards off screen onto the wall. That probably hurts.
There it is.
So now that he's out of prison, he wants to go reunite with the love of his life, this lady Frances, aka Shriek.
And what's her deal?
Oh, well, she has these sonic screaming powers.
How'd you get those?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, I won't.
And when she was younger, this cop, Patrick Mulligan, shot her in the eye.
Oh.
Yeah, so obviously that led to her having, you know, a little scar and a lightly colored contact lens.
That is what happens when people get shot in the eye.
But the thing about her powers is that loud noises actually hurt symbiotes, so her screams actually hurt Carnage.
Oh, wow, so Cletus is in love with someone whose powers could destroy him. That is very compelling, very interesting situation.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, but then I was like, ah, let's not.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's fair.
Yeah, let's just kind of leave it as a Chekhov's gun kind of thing for the end of the movie. I want to keep this at a tight 90.
Yeah, sure, okay.
So anyway, Carnage hacks the internet and finds out where she's being kept from some secret government files.
Oh, that plot point feels like it was written in 1996.
Thank you. So then he goes and breaks her free of where she's being held too.
Wow, so what are they gonna do now?
Oh, they have a very evil plan, sir. They want to get married and get revenge on three people they don't like.
What?
Yeah, see, Shriek wants revenge on the guy that made her wear the contact lens, and then Cletus wants revenge on Eddie for publishing an article after he specifically asked him to publish an article.
Right.
And Carnage, he wants revenge on Venom for, I don't know, being his dad?
What are you talking about?
Look, I just want Venom and Carnage to fight, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. No, I don't really need a good reason.
Great, because I don't have one.
That's fine.
And so then we're gonna go to this cathedral and we're gonna have this big third act fight like you've never seen before.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Wait, have you seen any big budget blockbusters in the past couple years?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, then no, you have seen this before.
Oh.
Yeah, big CGI fight between protagonist and bad guy with similar powers.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, yeah, sure.
And at a certain point, the bad guys have Anne, and they're like, hey, Eddie, we're gonna kill her in front of you.
Oh, she gets killed right in front of Eddie?
Ah, you'd think so, because of the words they said. But no, they immediately climb to the top of the cathedral out of his sight.
Oh, interesting strategy.
And then Shriek ends up falling from the top of the building, and her scream makes the symbiotes disconnect from their hosts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Eddie and Cletus also fall, but Venom manages to reconnect with Eddie before he hits the ground.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
So now Carnage wants to go rebond with Cletus, and Venom has to stop him.
Is that gonna be hard to do?
do?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just eats them up. He's all weak now. Yum, yum, yum.
Very delicious.
So then they're about to kill Cletus, and he's like, hey, nobody asked, but I was abused, and also I wanted to be your friend.
What?
I don't know. I figured I should take a shot at making the villain sympathetic. I realized at this point in the script that I forgot to kind of develop the character.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. So anyway, then Venom bites his head off.
Oh, my God.
But right before he does, we're allowed one F-word in a PG-13 movie, right?
Well, you know, that depends. What F-word are you talking about?
The F-word?
Which one?
Like F-bomb?
Oh. F-bomb?
Nope. Okay, I'm just gonna do it. Anyway, so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a movie, you know?
It is. Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm just a little worried, you know, the market's so saturated with superhero movies. I feel like there's nothing setting us apart, you know? Like, why should people talk about this?
Well, what if we tack on a post-credit scene where we, you know, shove Venom into the MCU?
Yeah, that'll do it.
Hey everybody, Ryan here. That's me. Thanks for watching the video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye.